I Am David, Part 2, page 163, first paragraph. David frowned in the darkness and stood for a moment undecided. It couldn't possibly. He trotted on, following the edge of the thicket towards the big tree, running faster the nearer he got. And when he reached the tree, he threw himself down on the ground, searching frantically with his hands round the trunk. There was the bundle. David leaned up against the tree, shivering with cold, although it was not cold at all. The bundle was a piece of cloth wrapped round something and tied in a knot. He fumbled with the knot, but his fingers were clumsy and would not respond. Then he suddenly realized that he dared not undo it. There would be something dangerous inside the bundle. He tried to gather his thoughts together sufficiently to think what it might be, but his imagination did not get beyond a bomb. It would make little difference, he thought desperately, a bullet or a bomb. It would soon be over either way. Frantically, his fingers awkward, he struggled with the knot. But there was no bomb in the cloth. It was a square handkerchief tied crosswise over a bottle of water and a compass, just as the man had said. He barely managed to turn aside before he was sick. Afterwards, he felt carefully all round the square-shaped bundle, a bottle, a compass. There was something else. David's eyes had grown accustomed to the darkness. In the bundle, there was also a box of matches, a large loaf of bread, and a pocket knife. So the man had intended him to escape after all. A search party would be sent out for him in the morning, but not before. The night was his, and it was up to him to make the most of it. All this had taken only a few minutes, but to David it felt like hours. His hand closed tightly round the soap. He had not let go of it for a moment since he first got it. He recalled the hours he had spent that evening lying on his plank bed, listening to the muttered conversations of the men and thinking over what the man had said. He remembered too that it would be only a matter of time before he was caught again, but that, like everything else, no longer seemed important. All that mattered now was his bundle and the freedom of the night that lay ahead. Slowly, he tucked the piece of soap into a corner of the handkerchief, laid the bottle, bread, and knife on top, tied the ends together, took a firm grip on the knot, and looked at the compass in his hand. Then he ran. When he looked back afterwards, all he could recall of the 5 days that followed was running and looking all the time at the compass to make sure he was travelling in the right direction. Every night he ran, and he ran all night long. Once he slipped into a waterhole and the mud caked on him as it dried.